that was the point I was going to make, is that between Minneapolis and St. Paul, if you combine the two metro areas, we were actually second in the nation last year with 69 dog attacks. There were 80 in Los Angeles and 62 in Houston. So you can see we're up there with a couple of huge metropolitan areas in some company that's not so good to keep.
Let's talk a little bit about that. Any message for folks when it comes to this? I mean, dog attacks are, you know, can be very, very scary. Any advice for homeowners?
Sure. You know, we're looking, in particular, one of the things we're trying to emphasize this year is having folks put their dogs in a different room if they're going to be answering the door to meet with one of our carriers, or actually anybody who's coming up to the house. You know, we're delivering more and more packages now than ever before, which means we're making more and more trips up to the door. We're also picking up a lot of packages because we offer that service as well. And if folks can take the dog and isolate the dog, it eliminates that opportunity for a dog to maybe burst by. You know, they see anybody coming to the door as a possible threat, as a possible intruder, and they might try and bully their way outside. If you've got them in another room, it eliminates that threat and keeps everybody safe.
And, you know, if a mail carrier or a letter carrier feels like they're, you know, in danger, do they have the right not to deliver those packages and letters?
Absolutely. That's part of the instruction and part of the safety training they get. And we give them, you know, a pretty wide berth to exercise their own judgment. If there's a possibility that they're going to encounter a dog and things could turn bad in their opinion, then absolutely, we give them that option to not deliver.
And then my last question, I don't know if you can answer this. We had the metro data. Do we see incidents like this in greater Minnesota as well?
Yeah, certainly not in the same numbers, because obviously there's less population and less density. But in places like Rochester and Duluth, we've had multiple incidents in the last year, and a number of cities across the state.